Okay, we have Saffron Planet has reconvened, and session one has myself, fun Johnny, Michael, Kate, Donny wife,
Hello, Stephen.
and Joe,
Ooh.
and the late Howard, who's not here
Late
yet.
Howard, no, don't say that. He's not late. He's still alive
In
and
the
kicking.
traditions of what's that television program with Ian Hislop, and Paul Merton.
Answer,
We don't have
do you?
saffron.
There's a tub of lard
We're
on his
pictures of
chair.
Paul Stanley.
That's what they did when someone didn't turn up. They had a
Oh.
tub of lard on the chair
Have I got news for
to
you?
signify. Yeah, okay. But we'll probably edit that out. I thought we'll talk about some film releases that are in the cinemas at the moment. One super blockbuster that is being pushed as a biblical epic, defined biblical. And the other one is more Christian, and I think
Define
we're
biblical in the Bible.
in the Bible. Okay, well, this is Noah, which is in the Bible, but is Russell Crowe type Noah in the Bible? That's open to debate. Not everyone here has actually seen the film. I think Joe and Johnny haven't seen
Well, on the basis of our discussions, I might be seeing it tonight.
it.
So there we go. She's been
We
tempted
don't
or
really
not.
want to promote this film, so perhaps we've cut to the ch I've cut to the chase and sort of offered my verdict at the start. Though, just to throw this into the mix, just to say that as a film, as a science fiction film, I thought it was really good. It was well up to sort of Hollywood standards as a film, like alongside, say, Independence Day or Aliens or whatever. You
So
know,
you're saying good?
yeah, but
As a
not,
film,
but as a film.
CGI, some effects, special effects.
Maybe if it was called Norris instead of Noah, then it would have been better. But
Actually, I
you
said something similar to Mike and Kate just now about and Joe, that we'd seen Prince Caspian yesterday on the TV, and if they'd have made the film but called it something completely different, and then maybe thought, oh, that reminds me of the flood story. Isn't there something like that in the Bible? You know, if they'd have presented it not as a biblical film.
It didn't really.
Well, I don't know. Was it promoted as a
I know it was sponsored by
Christian?
I think
Premier,
it
Premier
was
Radio,
promoted as a
it was.
biblical film.
But
Yeah.
the I think it's very subtle. The Christian sort of connections are quite subtle in Prince Caspian, but quite tastefully so then. But Noah, going back to
Yeah.
Noah, how biblical was Noah, Michael?
How not very, I
All
would say.
right.
Not very.
Right. Is that
I
your?
mean, the thing is, one of these things, do you, because there were some things they seem to have got right, like the size of the ark, that it was a worldwide flood, the idea that there was a race that was very fallen, should we say,
The
and
watchers, the
also the
watchers.
family line back to Adam and Eve. There was Cain, there was Methuselah, there was his father who seemed to die very young, unlike in the Bible. He was still a young boy
Just
when
mentioning
Lamech, isn't it, I think.
Yeah,
In
just
the
as he
film,
did
I think he's a
Eve,
young boy. Noah's a young boy when he dies. If you look at the,
Yeah,
if you look
that's
in the
in
Bible,
the
it says, I
first
think
scenes, isn't it? He
Noah's
witnesses
was
it.
heading towards 200, I think, when his father died.
Young
But
stripling.
we don't know how people looked when they were 200 in those days.
Because
It's
Lamech
you consider
lived,
their
because
lifespans.
Lamech lived 182
It
years, so he
was
died.
200 teenage. You know,
Yeah.
you
But
can't
also,
picture that.
after I saw the film, I actually went to the account just to check on that. And it doesn't say how he died.
No.
It doesn't say that he died violently at the hands of
But then that
whoever.
doesn't matter. So they haven't really taken liberties. They haven't changed anything
No,
because
but
it's
they've
not. They've read
embellished.
between the lines.
They've
But what's
embellished
more
and
important is
added.
when they've changed things.
Oh.
But I think
Yeah.
one of the biggest changes is the fact everybody was white.
Right.
So, you know, we know that because of all the different skin colours we have now,
Yeah.
that there possibly would have been a bit more of a mixture of, of colours, so that, the
Oh, I didn't think about that.
different skin tones could come out now.
Yeah.
So I was really surprised to see Ham as this sort of young white guy,
Yeah.
and but they all looked quite.
Ham was meant to be like the father of the black nations, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, obviously, even with Adam and Eve, they would have been at least brownish or, you know, Mediterranean looking, rather than both. Everybody was white. Nearly everybody in the film was white. Did you notice that?
No.
I can't really.
Yeah.
Those little things for me don't matter. For me, it's much more important. Is the story, the fundamental truth of Noah, communicated through the film, and what God said and did in that story?
Well, I would suggest that God had a really bad deal with the film. Firstly, his name was not mentioned. They got around that by calling him the Creator, which is interesting. All the way through, he was called the Creator. And he's seen as a real remote, angry, uncaring person. Mm. That's the image I got from the film.
Yeah, who wanted to kill all the people but save the animals.
Yeah.
That's the sort of impression it gave.
Yeah.
So the answer is the fact that, I personally like the fact that you do get this sense of a very sort of direct communication. However, it's God communicates. It's not necessarily sort of a biblical understanding of God communicating, but there was this sort of very personal communication between God and Noah, which I actually quite liked, even though how he communicated might have been a bit odd.
Yeah. There's one scene when you saw Russell Crowe stroke Noah sort of praying, and right near the end of the film, when he had to make a decision about his daughter-in-law, about, you know, the pregnancy, and it sort of said, oh, yes, God, I know what I now have to do. Mm. And what he was told he had to do wasn't a very nice thing. Basically, he'd kill the child.
Yeah, but he'd come to a conclusion that mankind had to be wiped out because of the evil.
Yeah.
He then forgot that God had told him to build an ark so that his family could be rescued and be saved. Yeah. But he came to an extra conclusion, which I think shows that human beings can add to what God has told you. I think it's quite a good example. That he then adds, okay, if mankind's got to be wiped out, so has my family. So he then tells his family, maybe I shouldn't say, you know, because people might want to go and see the film.
No.
But generally,
he's
adding that they have to die as well.
Mm.
Because they're mankind. So it's like, you know, well, you kill your parent, you kill your sisters, I'll do this. He was preparing his family to die.
So the story behind that was that coming into the ark, the only one of his sons had a wife was Shem, and his wife couldn't have kids. So he was happy that no kids would come out of that. Mm-hmm. The other two sons didn't have any kids. When it turned out that the wife of Shem could have kids because she was prayed over by Anthony Hopkins.
he touched her with the berries and all that.
It's all a bit magic.
Yeah, healed and everything.
Then Russell Crowe suddenly realised, oh, wait a minute, that means the line can extend. If she gives birth to a woman, then that woman can then marry one of my other sons and then the race can continue. That's what he was scared about. He didn't want the race to continue if it was a boy, it would live,
and if it was girls, they would have to be killed.
Yeah, because they didn't want the line to continue.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all by the by, because it's none of it's in the Bible.
Yeah, I know. The thing is, you can see films on different levels. Yeah. You've got to see, you know, what good can come out of it. I don't know, Joe, that's what you meant. That, you know, if they get the fundamentals right, will it make people think, do you know what, I remember the Noah story from when I was small, let's go and check it out. I mean, one would just hope that maybe someone might go and pick up a Bible and check it out. I don't know.
I would argue against that. The fact that here we are, we know the story and the account. We can measure against that. Someone who goes to it, who doesn't know, they're just going to get a load of rubbish, really. They're going to be told half-truths, which is a lie. And therefore, they're not going to come out knowing any more than, they're going to know less than when they went in.
But it does impact you, though. Don't you think that there are some scenes that impact you, seeing the world, seeing
the idea
creation.
But Hollywood is about the ending, and the ending was bad. The ending was Noah's in a strop because he thought he got it wrong, and the young daughter comes along.
But that could be right, because
you never know
in
how
the Bible,
humanly
Noah gets drunk, doesn't he, and then gets uncovered.
Yeah.
It's more than uncovered.
Was that
the naughty boy?
I'm not quite sure what was going on. Yeah. You can read between the lines. Ham was a naughty boy.
Yeah, but
Cain was cursed.
And that came across. Well, Canaan wasn't actually born at that point in the film.
Shem,
you know.
and what's the other, they covered up Noah.
Yeah, and that was sort of.
But yeah, but hang on, in between the ark coming onto dry land, right, and what that event you're talking about, there was the covenant being given, there was the sacrifice. I mean, you can't just skip.
Oh yeah, we didn't.
You can't skip over that.
We had the rainbow.
So, you know, you're talking about Noah's state of mind. It's a bit. You're sort of missing a major chunk of, you know, God's dealings with Noah immediately after the flood, and saying that, you know, that he could then eat animals.
Yeah,
because
he didn't mention that.
He wouldn't have liked that at all. This director of this film, he wouldn't like the idea that you'd sacrifice an animal or you would eat an animal.
That's why there was no burnt offering. Which is part of the main story.
Yeah,
that's did the rainbow come so, after that when, you know, Noah.
In the biblical account, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, the Noah story fits into the greater context of the Bible as a complete beginning, middle, end, the entire canon of it.
Yeah.
On its own, it isn't a. In a Hollywood film, you need a beginning, middle, and end. This good sort of exposition. Yeah. You got this build. You got this. Whole structure around so really you need like to take something that is really in a greater context out, they needed to fill in gaps and stuff to make a decent film, which means you're always in that structure where you have to create a good film.
Whether or not
your intention is to create a biblically correct thing or a good film, then that's the dilemma, I think
as Mike said, then just set it as a good film and not a biblical epic.
Yeah,
because it's anti-biblical, really. Yeah. If you look at the
what about the other lines. Major thing, the Watchers.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Who are meant to be the fallen angels,
the science fiction element,
who end up as these light or whatever they were meant to be.
The Nephilim, you mean?
Yeah. Well, they,
sure
were.
They,
no.
were.
They were.
They were
like
fallen angels.
Big giant rock.
They were what the men of valor.
I don't think.
No, no, they
were.
They were imprisoned. Has everyone seen Galaxy Quest? There was a rock creature
that's
in that.
Mum, you love that film.
That's exactly the type of creatures they were. They were these fallen angels trapped inside rock type things. They helped Noah build the ark, and they defended Noah at one stage in the film, and because of it, got redeemed.
And that's right. They were fallen, and they got redeemed.
They got redeemed for their good works.
Through their good works.
Of helping Noah. Yeah.
They got beamed up.
It sounds like it's off the wall.
It is off the wall.
Well, that was quite funny.
The worst thing
it?
Was the evil one played by. What was his name? Copley.
Ray Winston.
Ray Winston, who is the king. Tubal Cain. Ends up on the ark.
Yeah, he wasn't invited.
There's a fight
he
scene
wasn't
on
invited.
The ark.
No. He clawed his way as the everyone else was dying in
the
flood.
Who shut the door on the ark as well? Yeah. I think Noah shut the door.
I think Noah was fighting off the people and managed to scramble on board and shut the door.
So, do you remember the jukebox jewelry?
Yeah. Oh, were you going to... Oh, no, you can't possibly say it's a hit.
No, it's not.
I think we can all say it's a miss. It's missed the mark.
I think
missed
so.
The target.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But God will use what he will use.
Yeah, he'll start conversation. I mean, I've seen lots of blogs from Christians.
Well, I mean, I managed to talk to my sister through watching the film. It was really... That was quite useful. Yeah. Just talking about... You know, focus on the positive things like the size of the ark and like, you know, how to get all the animals on. And say, well, what size will the animals be? Like dinosaurs, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, then
you said, do you remember you said it was quite interesting how they made them all go to sleep?
Yeah, actually, God did draw the animals to the ark.
Yeah.
But there was a little bit of an evolutionary thing and they were showing the 6 days creation.
We're in argument about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We disagreed.
I could see... The idea that in the dream sequence, you saw like the plankton and the amoeba going into the sea creature and then changing its form from small lizard to big lizard to small mammal to big mammal. That is to show evolution, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Well Monica disagreed. She disagreed.
I disagree because I went to the biblical account and what was the first thing I saw? It was the seas.
Yeah. Yeah,
teamed with life. God made
the
animal.
But
the
he gave the impression
the
that one
first.
Animal was transformed.
I didn't see that.
It gives the impression of transformation, doesn't it?
You should don't blink. Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I saw you were sitting next to me.
But also, it did not occur to me. Yeah. I was just wonder. It was wonder because CGI just shows you all these animals and life teeming, and then on the land, and then all these. It just went from wild animals, giraffes. It just gave you the.
But you
this
did
whole...
see one single creature changing though, all through that, didn't you?
You did. You saw it changing. Yeah,
you evolved. See, I didn't see that.
But also, they had the sort of the sun and the stars and all that before. That was the other way around, isn't it? In the Bible.
Yeah.
It's
Well, they did it the evolutionary way rather than the biblical way. So it wasn't biblical.
But I went to the account, and that is the right way, because the stars they were made first. At the beginning,
you have a light before you have the sun.
The lights. Yeah. The lights were made first.
The sun's made on the fourth day.
The fourth
sun
day,
and moon are later to give day and night.
Life sort of came before the sun. Life came sort
but,
of
but not the animals. The animals came after though, didn't it?
Yeah.
So you're both sort of right. Anyway.
I was quite impressed that they had Methuselah in it then. That was quite good.
He died as the flood. I think he got killed by the flood. I don't know, didn't he? Wasn't it? He was sort of.
He
lived in a cave. He was sort of a cave dweller. That was the other strange thing that when you read biblical accounts, you can't picture how people lived at that time, but they were like nomads. The sort of Noah and his family were like nomads. Were, outside the cities, which were full of sin. Obviously.
Yeah, they felt that they had to live completely away from the civilization, if you like, in inverted commas, the cities that were evil. Yeah. They lived outside of them. But in the Bible, it actually, the people watched.
Yeah. I think the other major thing is
that in
the Bible, God gives Noah clear instructions on how to build the ark, whereas that doesn't come across in the film at all, does it? That there's any clear instructions as to how to do it, dimensions.
No.
You see, and everything grows from a forest, which is done sort of magically, isn't it?
That was the other thing, that why was the earth completely scorched and black and dead, and there was no wood anywhere, and God had to miraculously grow woods for there to be wood for the ark. So that's not biblical, because obviously the earth would have been
fine. Definitely
there's
much need to carry on with that film.
Overwhelmed.
It does say here about the dimensions of the ark.
It does.
About the cubits. That's how we sort of have an understanding of the shape of...
Yeah, the Noah character was a little bit... His relationship with God was a bit vague. It was dreams and visions and...
Yeah.
But I think just one comment I felt with... where it says Jesus mentions, like as it was in the days of Noah, and in sort of in biblical terms, we know that the earth was sort of corrupted, but it also sort of says people were eating, drinking, giving, being given in marriage and marrying. And there's also a sense, I don't know, I get the impression, I may be wrong, that it's not, in the film they're like eating one another, and it's like complete debauchery, the whole lot. But I don't think I think sometimes... It's a bit more subtle than that. Sin is a bit more subtle.
Because
we could be in the days of Noah now.
License, wasn't it?
It was for the film. So I think, it's...
I thought the same thing. Yeah. Because when it says in the end times, well, also people will just carry on their merry way, marrying, eating, drinking, not taking note.
In the film, they're all desperate to get on the ark because they sort of...
Has anyone seen the other film about Noah? The Ray Comfort.
You did watch it. It's the Vox Pops, isn't it? People asking people questions.
And it's on YouTube. I think they just called Noah. Just type in
but
Noah.
But I think the Noah in that is like an architect. He's sitting down in a big room with drawings and drawings of the ark and the dimensions. And he's.
I don't remember that bit. I just remember the Vox Pops.
I think it's at the beginning. He's in this sort of massive sort of mansion or house. I think so.
It's not a film. It's a documentary.
No, it's not. It's not a film.
It's just. It's going through the scripture about all the things that were happening in the days of Noah.
Yeah.
And then going through it bit by bit and then talking to students, I think, wasn't it? Well, about their lives and people.
On the beach Ray Comfort does his usual thing of saying, like, have you told a lie?
Oh, well, that.
Yeah, and he goes, then you're a liar.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken anything? Yeah. Then you're a thief. He does this sort of thing. He makes people
think. He does that everywhere.
Yeah.
Did he do that in that film?
I think he did it in that film,
All right.
He talked to lots of people.
All right. because that's the Ten Commandments, basically, which weren't given it yet, Noah, but then I suppose that's being pedantic. Okay, well, that's if we're going to advise people, get them to see that instead on the internet free.
Yeah, Noah. Living Waters website.
Did you want to mention the other film?
I'm going to mention the other film. Monica and I saw
God's Not Dead.
God's Not Dead, latest American film, which has got very limited release in England, but I think it hit the charts in America. It got quite high up, even in the secular charts, I believe. So we decided to see it on our anniversary, and a little bit of trepidation because it's American and it's Christian, and when you see the typical American Christian film, they're quite bad, really, and full of cliches and, you know, bad acting, bad everything. But this one sort of surprised, really, because it was really good. Very definitely worth seeing. A little bit cliche-ridden. But then I was thinking, the Christian message, you know, from the outside world is cliche-ridden because, you know, there is a sort of formula to becoming a believer, isn't it? You know, in a sense. I mean, not that I will go along totally with that, but the usual way when you read a testimony, here I was, this is the terrible life I had, then I met Jesus, and then this. And so you're always going to get that in a film. But in this film, it was quite good because there were like six different strands working at the same time. And it was quite hard-hitting, and surprisingly, in some with the Muslim thing and what happened at the end. I won't mention the end. But you want to mention what the film was about?
Just the student that goes to university and his first set of lectures here. There's a professor that wants everybody to... he says, you know, if you want to pass this course, our first unit, all you've got to do is write, God is dead, and I'll pass you, and you don't have to do the work, and you'll get good marks. So everyone just write, God is dead, on your sheet of paper, give it in.
And is this a philosophy?
This is a philosophy course. And he says, okay, we can sit for 6 weeks, we can debate, we can do a lot of coursework. But if you just put God is dead, hand in your sheets, you've done it.
We don't need the debate because...
We don't need the debate because we all know.
Because he always wins.
Yeah, I always win, you know, there's no argument. Yeah. And one student just cannot write it down. He's a Christian and he cannot write those words down. Yeah. So he has this dilemma. And so basically that's the start of the film. And then it plays itself out and there are other people's lives that interact around him. So you have people having to make decisions, you see consequences, and of course it has to be compacted into that film, so you have lots of different situations. Yeah. So you jump from one situation to another, but they're all in the end sort of connected in some way.
Mr. Howard Worth has just arrived.
Yeah.
Oh. He ran all the way up from Wanstead.
That's right, yeah. So it's terrible traffic.
Welcome.
you've missed Noah. We've done Noah, not your son.
Oh,
you've missed Noah.
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 Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Have you heard of the other film, God Is Not Dead?
No.
No, it's just come out. Well, then you can't contribute then. It's just arrived on Good Friday. And I don't know how long it's going to be out for.
He'll have to listen to Saffron Planet.
You'll have to listen to it after.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
We're not going to repeat ourselves. So,
change.
Anyway, we'll give that one a thumbs up, I think. Yeah.
God's Not Dead.
Yeah,
that one.
It's an American film. Yeah. You know, like American Christian films are usually rubbish and cliched and all that. This is actually well acted, good.
Will someone sue him for saying that?
I will. Who directed it? How would I know? I don't know. It's got the actor that used to play Superman on the TV series.
Dean
Cain. And Hercules.
The
actor that played Hercules.
Who plays the professor?
As the bad professor. Yeah, Hercules. He used to play Hercules. Okay. Yeah.
What sort of reaction has it had?
If you go to like Rotten Tomatoes and all that, and it's like one star. Oh. It says, and there's some The Guardian has a review of it, and the reviewer gets angry.
That's the Guardian for you, really
angry review. So it's obviously a good film.
Yeah,
you know, if you can make The Guardian angry, you've done well, I think. But in the Christian press, for those that just judge it as a film and whether the point came across properly, I think it's hard hitting. It's got is lamb shown in a negative light? A little bit of that Chinese communism thrown in there.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. Do you have anything on the science of creation?
Yes, okay. Did actually.
They managed to work so many things into that film.
The apologetics were about God, not about Jesus. So it is about countering Dawkins and things like
that. And nature.
Yeah, and it does it quite well with a few sort of visual aids and things. Mm. So it does a good film. So, now that Howard's here, we can talk about something else. So we can... stop talking about films. And
I was going to make one more comment about that film. I've forgotten what it was.
What film? Never mind.
Splice it in later.
Throw it in.